from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But the depth you can see with some of the moves the Chiefs have made, bringing in Cam Thomas, defensive end from Arizona, Bailey Zappe, third-string quarterback. I mean, it is more experience, but it's not, you know, a big move. Samaje Perine, I think, is actually a brilliant move by Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs. It gives them that extra running back that serves and catches. He had 50 catches last year. But the Chiefs were in waiver wire consideration for several. They didn't get them. They ended up getting a defensive back through the waiver process, but they were put in claims on several defensive backs, which leads me to say, okay, how happy are they with the defensive backs? Eric Scott out of Baser, Kansas, is the corner that they ended up getting. But because of that, is there anything to look into that? The Chiefs were wanting to make a couple claims on a corner. We can look into it and say, okay, is Jalen Watson not 100% ready for this season? Is the trust in Josh Williams not there? Nazee Johnson's coming off that injury last year. Where do you sit? I don't look at it like that. I think this team is so loaded, both in defensive backfield they invested so heavily for in the draft last couple of years, and the safeties for this team are absolutely ridiculous. Do you look at that at all, Drew, that they were, you know, there was a couple guys they were trying to make claims on, but obviously they were last on the waiver wire, so they couldn't. But they do claim Eric Scott, the cornerback from Dallas, so they did get one more. I think this is more for insurance policy than anything else. I don't think they're sweating the defensive backs.
No, I agree. One of the things, though, that is, it at first wasn't as much of a worry, and now it is when, you know, Spags comes on and says, well, nobody's really kind of stepped up yet. You could take that as a good thing or a bad thing. A good thing being, well, they're all playing really well. It's turned more into the bad conversation of, well, nobody's really ready yet. You've had Nazee Johnson, who's been beaten up a little bit. Jalen Watson's been beaten up a little bit. Josh Williams has had some time. Nobody's really stepped up into that. I think it's Joshua Williams in week one.
I agree with you 100%.
But I wonder if it's, I don't want to say quarterback two by committee, which, because I think that sounds a little concerning if you're having to rotate guys in. But we're going to get, I think, a really good idea through the first 3 weeks of the season, because you're facing Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, you're facing Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and you're facing Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons. That's three really solid quarterbacks, really good quarterbacks. We're going to learn pretty quickly who works and who doesn't. And if it is a rotational thing where maybe in certain sets, this guy comes in, other sets, this guy comes in, and they're making it work. If they're 3-0 through the first three games, I don't think they should change whatever they're doing, whatever that is. But I think Joshua Williams right now, I would say, just in terms of most availability and being a fit, more like Legarius Sneed, where he's bigger, longer, kind of lanky, you know, a long, wide arm span, you know, corner.
Yeah.
Wingspan is what the word I'm trying to search for is.
Well, but Williams and Watson, bigger guys.
I think Williams right now fits that equation, at least in week one, but I understand why they were looking for a corner just for that depth in case
and
something
Josh's
were
been
to happen.
Banged up a little bit, you know, and Jalen Watson's coming back from the
To your point, I think that to what you just said, that's the reason why they go and they look, is because, well, if we need somebody, we need to have somebody to rely on that can at least be available.
And you're going to see Trent McDuffie probably a lot in the inside, and you're going to see him a lot. I know that they're wanting to move to the outside more with him, but
Shamari's the nickel, right? I mean,
Shamari's the nickel now at this point, and he can play safety as well, but Trent McDuffie did spend a ton last year inside before making the move to the outside, but I think he'll be in both. It's that versatility that they have. And again, 2 years ago when they won the Super, they had five rookie defensive backs. And all they've done is gotten experience since then. Yeah, losing on Jarius Sneed hurts. But this team does have that depth and that point. So I'm not overly concerned about that. I do, obviously, Cody, I know, put on Twitch that the Cam Thomas I was pretty excited about. I am. This is a guy that sometimes you have to find the right scheme. And it wasn't in Arizona for Cam Thomas. I think you guys are going to like him. He's going to be on a rotation basis, obviously, with the Chiefs. But I think you're going to like this guy. He can play inside, outside, 3-eye, 4-eye, 5-eye, play everywhere that you want. A little bit undersized on the inside, but that's where his two sacks came from in the preseason, was inside. But Arizona switched from a 4-3 to 3-4 once they've drafted him. So it's tough to be a fit as a stand-up linebacker on the outside. He's more of the hand-in-the-dirt defensive end. I like that move. But which one will pay the biggest dividends? A guy that you're very familiar with, Drew. A guy that once, well, he's the NCAA single-game rushing record holder. I don't know if you remember that. 427 yards that he had against Kansas. 427 in one game. I mean, think about that. That's almost halfway to 1,000 in one game. Remember Melvin Gordon set the record the week before?
Yeah.
With 408, then he beats that record the following week. But Samaje Perine, but he's more than just that. And I've always thought that Andy Reid wants three things out of a running back. One, can you pass block? Two, can you catch? And then the running comes after that. One thing we know about him, Samaje, is, well, first of all, he's got playoff experience, but he can pass block very well. And that's someone you trust on third downs. And 50 catches last year, he's got great hands. And it's something that I think the Chiefs definitely covet. I know they've been working with Isaiah Pacheco, catching the ball more and stuff like that out of the backfield. But Samaje Perine brings you that, you know, that change of pace guy that can catch the ball. And he's a decent runner, too. I mean, he's a great short yardage guy, which you have Carson Steele for at this point, too. But make no mistake about it, running backs get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
No. So having that depth as far as running back is huge, because who knows? Maybe he's got to end up starting three games. Who knows what's going to happen, or Carson Steele will start, because injuries will happen to running backs. I think we all know that.
Yeah, and in terms of like reliability for a guy that not only is a veteran, but has played in big game and games and has had big moments in the league. This was Brett Veach just yesterday on Samaje Perine and potentially having him ready to go for that game against the Ravens next week.
We were on the lookout to add a fifth defensive end. And in addition to that, that third down Jerick McKinnon role, you know, we obviously have some guys that can run and catch, but the proficiency in pass pro, I think one of the things that Samaje brings to the table is he's been one of the best in the NFL the last few years on third down in regards to targets and pass protections. And he's just a veteran player that fills that role. And, you know, we're certainly excited to bring him in and get him up and running. And hopefully he's up to speed quickly enough to be active on Thursday night.
And is he going to be ready? I mean, you know, one thing people really wanted him, you know, when someone's cut or something, or we're going to be cut, everybody's like, oh, well, should the Chiefs grab him? Well, this one made a ton of sense. And you put anything to it that they tried to trade the Broncos for him when they knew he was going to be cut? They were, well, the Broncos are idiots, because they could have actually probably had something for him, like a draft pick. But they don't want to do something with the division, so they just cut him anyway, even though they were going to. Wouldn't it have been better to get a conditional sixth or seventh than nothing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't do it. But Samaje Perine, if they're looking at that Jet McKinnon role, which is very important for this team, bigger dude. I mean, Samaje Perine, obviously, you know, a bigger back. But Jet McKinnon, when he came here, now last year he didn't have that good of rushing numbers. Jet did. He only had 60 rushing yards for the Chiefs. The year before, much more efficient. He had 291. And then as far as catching the ball out of the backfield, he had 25 receptions last year in just 12 games, though. He had 56 the year before. But remember, Jerick McKinnon didn't get credit for all those great blocks that he had earlier on that, you know, freed up Mahomes to throw downfield to Kelce or whatever for touchdowns. But Jerick McKinnon was always back there making those blocks.
Doing, like, the little things.
And then remember he had that burst of touchdowns, catching touchdowns in six straight games. All those touchdowns came after December. It was kind of like in case of emergency, break glass. Like, they kind of sandbagged McKinnon until the end of the year to keep him fresh, and that's when they used him. Do I see, you know, with Samaje in that kind of role? Where, you know, early in the season he's not used as much. pass pro, yes, and you're not going to recognize it, but it's probably one of the key reasons that they would have him. But then towards the end of the season, start to be that guy that gets a lot of the run. Not only that, Samaje Perine also could pick up those short yards.
Yeah. He's a guy that's built for a little bit more built for, you know, if you need a couple yards here or there, he's...
He averages 4 yards a carry in his career. He had 4.5 last year.
Yeah.
I mean, with the Bengals, he didn't get a ton, you know, as far as running the football. Just kind of, you know, here and there for him. But
he really developed.
He caught out of the backfield a lot for Burrow.
I was going to say, he really, I mean, at Oklahoma, they kind of ran that sort of stuff anyways. But
he was a stud at Oklahoma.
But, I mean, being able to just be that reliable guy out of the backfield for a screen here, a screen there, pass blocking, as you mentioned, he fits exactly what Brett Veach wants, is the, you know, the Jerick McKinnon role where if Colton, and I think to that point, he didn't do as much, but if you needed Jerick McKinnon to do something, he came through for you. I think Samaje Perine is that similar caliber of a player for
and
you.
And he's 235 pounds, which difference between him and the Jet.
Yeah, right.
But McKinnon played a lot bigger than he was. Like, his toughness was there with Jerick McKinnon. That's one thing that he always had. And was still about 215 pounds. It's not like he was, you know, like totally tiny. 210, 215 is kind of how Jet McKinnon ran.
Yeah.
But being the last line of defense for blocking for Mahomes is so big because that can make the difference to throwing a touchdown or not.
And even if it's to you throwing the touchdown, you know.
And having, you know, a rookie left tackle. I love the way Kingsley's playing at this point, but let's face it, it is the NFL. You're going to take your lumps. And that's one of the things you don't want to do is kind of leave, you know, Patrick Mahomes open. I know Jared Wiley's coming here with more of a blocking tight end. He can catch the ball clearly and stuff like this, but a very good blocker. But just setting up that defense or the line of defense there for Mahomes throwing the ball.
What do you think real quick? I know we're digging in the weeds, I guess, by this, but they bring in Peyton Hendershot from the Cowboys after he got cut. And the conversation was, they're really going to keep four tight ends. Do they think Jared Wiley was fine? And what about, is he not like developing fast enough? Or is it simply
it was going to be Irv Smith kept on the team?
Right. Or is it like a Peyton Hendershot's got the experience of special teams? You know, he can be that guy if needed, where Jared Wiley doesn't have to worry about that.
Here was the thing, and that reason I really think they brought him in, special teams. He had over 400 snaps last year on special teams.
That was one area. Irv Smith was not doing special teams.
Exactly. So they want that fourth tight end to be a guy that they can use a lot on special teams. That's why Hendershot was brought in here. I don't think it means anything else. I will say this, Chiefs will have a lot of, you know, 12 and 13 personnel. But again, four tight ends, you get four tight ends active every game day. Probably not. It's probably going to be one of your inactives.
Yeah. Does that mean Jared Wiley's an inactive then?
I doubt it. I think Jared Wiley will be the third guy, and I think they're going to count on him and use him a lot. It's kind of that Blake Bell role last year, because Blake Bell actually got a lot of snaps. You know, that when the Chiefs, a lot of times when Kelsey, remember one time Kelsey's mad in the Super Bowl yelling at Reed or whatever? He was out of the game because they had Blake Bell and Noah Gray in there, right? And that in the 12 personnel there, instead of, there's times where they'll pull him out, and, you know, you got to look at the age and things like that, and you pull him out. But yeah, I see Wiley playing quite a bit for this team. As far as rookie impacts, clearly.
Red zone target.
Definitely a red zone target. Led college football in red zone touchdowns last year. But as far as rookie impacts for this team, sure, Kingsley's going to get the most snaps. But Xavier Worthy is going to make a difference for this team down the field. And I don't care about his size. He's going to make a difference spreading the defense. He catches everything. Now he's tougher than a lot of people think. He didn't miss the game at Texas. But Xavier Worthy and then Jaden Hicks on defense. Jaden Hicks is going to be a guy that I think surprises a lot of people.
Yeah, he's a stud. Well, and Veach even talked about it in the pressers that he got a text from Tyrann Mathieu saying,
I saw that. Yeah, Tyrann's like, you got a good one.
2021's going to be good.
I'm surprised Tyrann took enough time to watch Chiefs preseason games.
I don't know. He loves him some Kansas City Chiefs football. I don't know.
No, he does, and he was a big part of what this kind of turnaround for this team. But that's one of the moves I like, and obviously I like Cam Thomas a lot. Who do I think is going to be more of an impact with this team? I think it's going to be Samaje Perine. Actually, what's it mean for Clyde? Well, you're going to have depth. Again, injuries do happen to running backs all the time. people do get banged up. People play hurt. Remember Pacheco a couple years ago played hurt through the Super Bowl.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.